everybody, to another episode of the Queen of Rock Podcast Show.
That's
some of the things I was just thinking about, you know. And yeah, I really will take reason why, because she would go farther to take her, your last name, you know, and to carry the name of her children, especially her boys will carry the name and all. Sometimes the father want his name to carry on, like his grandfather, but I think some once in a while you go switch gears and carry her father's last name and let her father's name continue on. And believe me, you probably will have the highest respect for her parents. You know that? Especially her father. If he is dead, you definitely will have the higher respect for that, you know? And it's not uncommon, guys. I mean, a lot of people do it. I mean, probably not much heard of, so on, because the ritual condition is you take the man's last name. That's what you're told, you know. But nowadays, you actually can take the woman's last name, you know. And like I said, to carry her father's last name on, you know. But yeah, I will do it. And I'm not married no more. But I am looking, you know, not looking fast enough. I don't want them real fast. But if I don't find nobody by the time I get 57, then I'm gone. I'm going to explore the world. I don't really care. Like the song says, here I go again on my own. Like the grifter, I was born to walk alone. So, like Donald Trump said, it is what it is, you know. So, if I don't find nobody time I'm 57 to share this book career and this podcast and YouTube career that I got, and all, enjoy life with her and everything, so let it be, you know. I got my beautiful 5 children, Michael, Donald, Ashley, Jessica, and Myra. And the reason I say I got Jessica and Myra, because they my girls. Even though I don't see them right now, they still my girls. And we will be together. And so we will be together. And yeah. I would do it. Just the bottom line, you know. Just the bottom line. And so beat it with that, you know. And just leave a comment. Go to your YouTube page. Go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And just leave a comment. Would you take your wife, your girlfriend, last name? Now, this is mostly questions for the guys, ladies, or whoever your partner is, okay? Let's put it like that, whoever your partner is, male and female, and so on, okay? Because I got to go in both communities now, because it's the 21st century, and it is sign of the time, things change, so I have to say, whoever your partner is, would you take her, his last name? Okay? It's got to make it fair, you know? And not prejudice. You know? No hate. No hate. Love all the community. I don't care who you are, what you do, who you sleep with. Love all the communities, okay? Your people, your human being, and you're free to love whoever you want. Don't be ashamed of it. And that's why I say, whatever your partners are, will you take him, her, or his, or her last name when you get married? And I say I will, you know. I definitely will. And dude, if this just something I would do, you know, just to push the thing more, make it more exciting, you know, and just make it more interesting. So, just think about it, guys. If you're going to marry her, you gave her that ring, you sat down and gave her that ring, and, you know, and y'all ready to plan your weddings and all, just think about it, you know. You got a good relationship with her parents. Surprise her with that. Surprise him and her mother and father with that one. You know? Really surprise them. That will really surprise them, you know? And it's, like I said, it's not uncommon. And nothing like that. It's not like people don't do it, because they do. But not really heard of that much. Because, like I said, growing up, you usually take the guy's last name. Or whoever you're marrying, you take that person's last name. And, yeah, I will take my wife-to-be last name, you know. I think it would be fun, you know. I think change up a little, you know. 50-50, you know, in a marriage. So, yeah. 50-50, you know, it's her last name, you know. For her, her day. You know, it's all about her. Make it more exciting. Make it more romantic. Make her love you more. You know, surprise her when you say it. Say, you don't have to take my last name. I'm going to take your last name. Surprise her when you marry her, too. Get on your knees and say, will you marry me? And I would like to take your last name. That will give you lifetime love. When I say lifetime love, that will give you lifetime love. You will be her hero right there. I don't know. I don't know how it will be in anything. Maybe she might say no. You know. And whatever y'all work out, you know. So, that's just one of the things I was thinking about. And just wanted to ask the audience. You know, do you know anybody who did that? Friends, family, relatives, co-workers, whoever, who actually did that? I would love to know about it in the comments on YouTube, in my community comments, on Speaker or in the community. And, wow, you know, just thinking about it, you know, So, do it. If you want to do it, want to see how it would happen, do it. I think you'll definitely be a winner on that. You definitely will be a winner on that one. And so on. Now, everybody talking about this, you heard about the mind reading thing that I played for you in the episode. I hope that y'all went to the website because nextmind.com. I mean, if y'all do, leave a comment on Speaker, on my community, at Speaker or YouTube, or even on Facebook, and tell me what you think about it if you went to the website. You know. I'm still blown away about it. And like I said, it's still in early development. And this about, I would say about 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe 2 years from now. I mean, they already in that stage where this thing can, you just put this thing on your head and you can turn up the TV, turn down the TV, change the channel with your mind. We came that far to make the device that you control things with your mind. And if you went to the website, it's even more blown away. Because they have the website, and you put the thing on, the doggone guy, he turned the lights on. What the Sarah, Alexa, talking cars, cars they can start up before you go outside. People, this is why I say we are at the age where we ain't looking back. We are going forward, and technology is going more faster, and we can even blink our eyes. You know, look back on the days when you had to get up and turn the dial on the radio, or you had to go outside and start your car, warm your car. Look at the days of those. You know, mind yourself of those days. If you're real pretty old, I mean, the young kids, y'all was born into this technology. I hope to God that we never had to turn this mess off and go back to the old days of technology. Because y'all children from, I would say, from 45 on down to 12, from 12 to 45, y'all will be lost if we have to go back to the old days of technology. I mean, the old days. If you don't know what I mean, go to eBay and look up old technology, like the radio players, LP radio players and all that. Some of y'all probably don't even know what I'm talking about. I mean, the days that we had to get up and change the dial on the TV, rabbit ears. You know, trying to get single from the station and all. Before HD and all that stuff. I mean, just think about it. Oh my God. This AI, and if you went to the AI website or look up AI, you will see all these stuff that they're working on to make a human AI. Now, just imagine that they can take your memories and your brain and transfer it to the AI. I mean, if you're sick, like cancer, AIDS, and stuff like that, and they could just take your whole entire body and your memories and your mind and transfer it from your body to the AI body. Don't believe me? We already got a device to control your mind. Put it on and you use it to troll stuff with your mind. You know, nextmind.com. And they are working on a AI that where you can transfer all your memories, everything. And you will have a artificial heart, lungs, everything. And everything will be transferred from your regular body to the AI body. And when they can do that, that's going to be kind of scary, kind of godly, and kind of amazing when they reach that level. Because right now, we barely there. We barely broke the goal. Because we can now control without, take the device and control it without other devices. If you don't believe me, go to NextMind, nextmind.com, or listen to the episode, and it will tell you the website. I think the episode 19, 18, one of the episodes that I made for y'all. And it's called Next Mind. Look it up on YouTube. Go to the website. And, oh, guys, oh, my God. We're at that age. We're at that decade. I mean, we're there. All I can say, we're there. We are there, and there's no looking back. I mean, no looking back, guys. all I can say is, oh my God. You know, that's really, that's the expression that I can just give out, you know? And really, I don't know what to say about this. And that's why I say that we are ready to go to Mars. Yeah. We are ready to go to Mars. If we can develop a program like this, we are ready to go to Mars. And that will be the day. I hope I'll live to see it, because it will be an amazing day. Would y'all like to go to Mars? You know, some people say it's a one-way trip right now. Everything and all that. One-way trip, you know. And I just imagine what will happen in the next 50 to 75 years. I'm talking about when we do go to Mars, what will happen in the next that next 50 to 75 to 100 years, how far they would develop, and the colonies, and what would be just like when they came to America and everything, where it grow and all. My hope is, I just hope that we don't take our hate with us. We don't bring no guns. We don't bring no hate. We don't bring no violence, none of that stuff with us, okay? We leave that stuff here on Earth. I mean, if we take that, we might as well just stay here, and destroy this planet right here. Don't go to another planet with nuclear bombs, with nuclear hate. I'm talking about, this is my land. Don't go invade nobody else's land. Don't make slaves out of nobody. Because that's my fear about America, you know. Some of the things that I heard on YouTube, America doing, that's one of my fears. And they will start this stupid slavery stuff over again, you know. And, you know, I just hope all nations will be able to share this planet. And God knows what other planet that we'll find and reach. I mean, if 75 to 100 years to 150 years, I just hope that that generation won't pick up all the hate from this generation. You know? And I just hope that generations beyond will be able to live together, no matter what color you are, no matter what race you are, where you come from, what country you come from. Because it's going to be, when we go on Mars and on the moon, it's going to be everybody. It's not going to be Russia's. It's not going to be China's. It's going to be everybody. The moon is big for everybody. Mars is big for everybody. It's not going to be nobody's to own. No, this planet's not for nobody to own. Yeah, you got your own country and everything. But we don't own this world. We borrowing it. We passing through. I mean, when it's time for us to be evicted, he will let us know that you're not here to stay, so don't claim it as yours. And threaten other nations that, you know, you don't cooperate, we will do this to you. So I'm just hoping if everybody can get past this prejudice stage, this hate stage, this violent stage, all nations can one day destroyed all their nuclear weapons and finally come together in harmony. Because we are going to reach the moon, and we are going to reach planet Mars, you know. They're going to do it, whether we like it or not, you know. Some of us who's in our 47, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and definitely 80s, we probably won't see it. Probably see the landing or when they go, but it's for y'all generations. The ones who in their early 40s, 30s, 20s, and definitely teenagers and the young ones who were just born on Christmas and stuff like that. It's your generation. It's about y'all. And we got to mind ourselves. It's about y'all. You know, we got to clean this planet up so y'all can live. Y'all can enjoy Christmas snow. Y'all can enjoy fresh air, crystal water. When you go to the beach, you don't have to worry about no dirty water or no stuff eating you and all that stuff. Have to worry about no species, animal species, disappearing from the earth forever. Like polar bears, the South Pole and the North Pole is melting, but polar bears live there. And global warming. You know, it's bad, people. And I just hope the United States will wake up one day and wake up soon and realize what's going on, you know. And I'm going to keep talking about this for Democrats and Republicans until your ears fall off, okay? Until your ears fall off and you finally sick of it hearing it. Alright? Global warming. Polar bears. North Pole is melting. South Pole is melting. Pollution. The ozone's layer. Greenhouse is fat. You get the picture? Or you still got your thumb up your tail, and you're saying it's still about America, but you still got your thumb up your tail. It's about America, but you got your thumb up your tail. And I'm not just jumping on Republicans. I'm jumping on the Democrats too, because y'all a bunch of bullcrap piece of animals too. You know. I mean, sick of it. Love my country. I love the old country. I kind of like the new country. But I don't like the country that the old people who's running this country. Don't hate you or nothing. None of that. But they don't like the way you're running this country. That's both parties. Both of y'all at fault. You know, you get on TV, you talk to trash, give us a reason why we so wrote for you for president and all. And once you get in the office, you bullcrap. You know? Past presidents, and don't worry, Obama not getting off the hook. I said past presidents from this president and the past president. I don't care he was the first black president. No, very good president, one of the best we ever had. But I don't get it. No, just don't get it. All of y'all got children, too. Most of y'all went in the White House got children. Clinton, girls, Obama, your girls, Bush, your kids, so on. Not only your presidents, Republicans, your kids and grandchildren, because y'all old, so I know you got grandchildren. None of y'all young. Y'all old pass, got one foot in on the cliff and one out and one slip. And one slip, it's all over. So don't think you're young. Because, my goodness, look at you on TV. I thought I was bad when I'm 52. God. Put on some more makeup or something. And the guys look worse than the women, Republicans and Democrats. What y'all doing to each other in the Capitol Hill? You know? If you really want to reach the goals of your set, you need to work together. If you really want to go to Mars and the moon, you need to clean up your act, and clean up this country, and start working together. And then people are going to say, what the heck happened to them? No. Don't let January the 6th happen again. One, stop all the hate. Control all those hate, really hate white people. Control them. Okay? Because immigrants and black people and Jews and all, we ain't going nowhere. We here. And we here to stay. This is our country too. Our parents and grandparents fought in the war too. Got hanged, got burnt, was killed just for their color. So this is our country. We spilled the most blood as well. So, tough. Put your chest out, head up, and live with it. Okay? Donald Trump coming back, so what? We're still going to stand up for our rights to vote. We're still going to stand up for our rights every time a white police officer pulled us over. We're still going to march every time something do happen. He don't scare us. And the Republicans who follow him, y'all definitely don't scare us. This is a mixed country. This is an immigrant country. It's not an all-white country. Make America great again. You can't say make America white again, but you use make America great again. Behind that word, make America white again, was never white. Never was white. From day one, was mixed. Columbus wasn't a hero. He was a murderer. He tortured, killed. And that's what Americans, that's what y'all doing too. Because we know how currency works. America goes make a loan at the Federal Reserve, you write up a loan, IOU, and a savings bonds, $9 trillion in savings bonds, and that you go write it up in an IOU, and you transfer it to money, the currency. And that's why the debt goes up. Something like that, you know, I heard it on YouTube, so I know something like that, because I was watching it one morning when I was getting ready for work. Oh yeah, we know about our country. We know so much about our country. y'all swept behind the carpet. Now it's coming out. So, that's the reason why I say, I just hope that we don't take it out there on Mars. Hope that we can live in peace on Mars. If there's any such thing as reincarnation, I hope that I will be one to be reincarnated and be born on Mars. And hopefully, it will be peace on Mars. It will be better than here. And maybe we can have a second American country where Republicans and Democrats will work together with other countries. Will work together. I would love to see China and Russia, North Korea, and other countries on Mars too. I would love to see that. Sharing, laughing, you know. It's not a fantasy. Not people. It's not a fantasy. Look at technology. One time. That was fantasy. Nope. It's all on science fiction shows and TV shows at one time. We put our minds to it as humans. We can accomplish anything that we want to accomplish. He made us amazing species. He loved us. And he wants us to love our neighbors. But we gonna go down each other's throat. We can't even control our own country. Shooting each other. Killing each other. In the city. In the city killing. Destroying our property. Making us embarrassed on international TV. Still carrying the wounds. And old ways of 1920s and 30s. You know. What good are we as a nation? Most grateful, beautiful country in the world. Go across this country. Just drive. Drive to maybe three states. You would just be blown away. Don't watch it on TV. Just go drive in maybe two or three states. You'll be blown away. Some of the beauty of the country roads. Back roads and some cities, some neighborhoods, you know? And it's been proven that we can do it, though. You know why? It's proven that white people and black people can work, laugh, and play together. Over and over. You know why? Because we love the same football teams, same basketball teams, same baseball teams. Most of the players are black. And we got white people loving us. So why we can't work together, why we can't live together? But we can go in a stadium for 2 hours, stream our butts off, put on the same jersey. But we hear this garbage on TV. You know, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Y'all feel me? Y'all see? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I know you go to a baseball game. You sit by the white family. Black family sitting right by the white family. Talking, laughing, joking. Forgot even what color y'all are. Y'all are having so much fun. We can do that in a stadium for 2 hours. How the heck we can't do it for the rest of our life? Work together. Really, I never heard of a riot. In any stadium. And I say again, most of the players are black. And we got white players cheering. White people cheering for our team, for our players. You know? And what's going on, people? What's going on? I mean, is it this mad at the people who run this country? You know? Are you just mad at them and you taking out on each other? You're so fed up because to me it's kind of confusing to me because I don't care what color you are and I don't care you hate me because of my color of my skin. Like I said, you're my brother in heaven. You're my earthly brother, and you're my countryman. That make you my brother. So you can hate me for the color of my skin or whatever. You're my brother, my sister, and I love you. You can call me all kinds of N-words, and I love you. Because I'm going to do what the Bible told me to do. I'm going to love my neighbor. I don't have to like it. No. I can be hurt about it. And talk about it like I'm doing now, but I ain't gonna give you no hate back. I'm just not. Okay? I'm just not. I don't care you Mexican, I don't care you Puerto Rican, I don't care you Spanish, German, Russian American, China, Chinese American. Don't care. White American living in a white neighborhood, all white neighborhood, and you got the Yankee flag, and you got the Yankee thing. I don't care. That's your thing. That's your culture. That's your family. You know? That's what you believe. You know? That's what you're in your family, that's what your side of the family, your family fought for. In your generation, your great 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 grandfather fought for. The Confederate. To me, I think it was this bunch of bullcrap be taking down statues. Statues not gonna kill people. They statues. I'm sorry. Take it or leave it, you know? What a statue gonna do? You're going to be mad at us. Some person got a statue. I know what you mean what it stands for and what that statue stands for. But it's a statue. You don't worship it. You worship the Almighty. You just don't pay attention to it. Okay? It can't hurt you no more. The past is over. I mean, it's gone. That person's gone. Whatever God did with him, he's gone. Let those people worship that statue. Because they're going to have to answer to the Lord. I mean, it was crazy. Taking down statues and taking things down. I mean, people were going crazy. Person got killed just because of this one statue was taken down and got caught out all these people that hate versus all the black people, and then have a person that ran a car into the crowd, and that girl got killed all because of statue, all because, you know, and you just could have going to town hall, you know, and talk about it. Tell people what it means to you. You know, one side could have said this means this to me, and the other side instead of yelling at each other, fighting each other, running a car into the crowd, call town meeting. A couple people stand up with each other. You know, post-America did that with Russia or China. Suppose they just get angry and start marching over there saying, hey, you're going to do this, or this is going to be, this is where it's going to be. Suppose we do that with Russia and China. You know what? They're going to look at us like we're crazy and say, okay. You know, and then a major war going to start. That's why they do so much talking and wishcom and whatever they call the things that they give to China and all and Russia every time they act up. And instead of putting boots on the ground and saying, hey, we coming after you, we don't do this. They force policies on them, you know? Nope. You just can't do that, you know? So, the technology and everything is all good. The mind thing is good. We're going to Mars, whether you like it or not, we're going to Mars, go with the flow. We're going back to the moon, like it or not, and we just got to get it together, people, country, America, because we all bleed on the inside, we all wound on the inside. We all going to a pandemic together. It's not attacking black people. It's attacking white people in all color. It don't care what color you are, what age you are. You see this thing, this virus, COVID-19, it's not prejudice. It don't care who you are, what color you are. And as we go through this, we need to stand strong as a country right now. Stop marching over stupid stuff. Stop arguing over stupid stuff. We need leaders. We need our leaders to come together and do their jobs. Okay? We won't survive this if we don't have no leadership. That's in our communities, in our state, our city, in our country. The people who run it. The people who live in it. We need to take care of each other. Because we all one big happy family. And it started from Adam and Eve. It did not start from black man and white man. When no Adam and Eve black man or woman. And when no Adam and Eve white woman and black man. When no four couples. One black couple, Adam and Eve. One white couple, Adam and Eve. It wasn't like that. It was one couple, Adam and Eve. Okay? So, that's just the way it is. You know, there's no way out, like the song says. There's no easy way out. Either you're going to love your neighbor, or you're going to hate your neighbor. And you will let the hate eat you up. And it will eat you up. It will turn you into something that you don't want to be. And you probably ain't going to realize it. Remember Star Wars, Episode 1, 2, and 3? See how they eat at, what's your karma? You started as a kid. They train them as a Jedi. And it ate him so much. He was so selfish. Ellen. He, Luke and Leia's father. It ate him up. He ate him up so quick. The darkness just came right over him. This little innocent boy. Innocent boy. In the second episode, young man, now a Jedi, loved this woman. And you can see it was eating him up at the second episode two. How it would already turn him apart and how selfish he was. And then episode three, I think that's one of the darkest Star Wars movies. And it just turned him into a monster. And he became Darth Vader. See, that's the movies now. But the people who follow hate, anger, and selfish will suffer just like Anna. And just like him, you become a Darth Vader. You might not know it. You won't wear the suit. You won't be wearing the suit and have a lightsaber now. But you will become a Darth Vader. And that hate and all. You'll be suffering and that hate will eat you up. I know. Because I was married to one beautiful woman at one time. Had a beautiful heart. No. We laugh, we run, we joke, we chase each other around the house, play with our children. And there was a lot of people in our lives that told her, that took control of her mind, but she had to make the path. She had to make her own choice. What way she wanted to go. And she made it. And to this day, I think that hate and that selfish and that selfing eating her up. She really suffered for it. And you know, I'm the fan guy. I mean, there's somebody in your family. Call them. Tell them you love them. And talk to him for 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years, maybe more, who knows. Call him up. Be the first one to say, stop this now. Let's put an end to this. Especially as a brother, or mom, or dad, or sister. Okay? Or a best friend. Or a neighbor who just don't like you because of the color of your skin. Or you don't like him because of the color, because he's white. Because white people did things to your family and you don't like that white person. But he ain't do nothing to you. He ain't call you no names, but you don't like him. You hate him. Don't do that. The Bible says, spread the love. Forget the hate. Bury the hate. Because the devil is a liar. And the Bible says, he's a master of the lies. He created the lies. He's the father of the lies. He wants man to turn against man. He wants it so bad. This is for all countries, not only America. All states. All new listeners. Give your neighbor a hug. Go give that homeless person a hug. Go give that child a hug who's struggling. Or you see him with real anger. stop it before it becomes serious. Okay? It's real. And we want to come into 2022 with really good year. Even though it's too far-fetched that we might not. But let's try anyway. Okay. Leave behind. Let's get this pandemic out of our way and get back to our lives. And change our lives. Let's change this country. Let's change it. Let's build it. Let's make it stronger. And make the best country in the galaxy. USA. USA. All the soldiers around the world in our country, thank you so much for your service. Who don't care about the color of your skin. I'm talking about y'all soldiers. Especially our white soldiers. Who don't care about your fellow man because he's black or Chinese, whatever. And so on. It's about the USA. You put that uniform on. Same with the officers. Y'all put that badge on. It's not about y'all. It's about your community that you patrol. No more shootings, people. No more hurts. Too many families hurt, suffer too much. Let's change now. Let's don't wait for our leaders in Capitol Hill to change. Let's change now. Let's don't wait for them. Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, Myra, and we love you. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you all the way. Thank you for all my new listeners and my promoters and everybody from the east, north, west, south, across the country and the world. Love you. Live long and prosper.